We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, Champions of the People Injury Show, the only show of its kind. We're here to educate you and teach you. And you can call us and ask us questions anytime, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs, and we've done cases and we do cases all over the state of Colorado. All kinds of injury cases, including workers' compensation cases, all kinds of crash and injury cases, and we've done it for years. We know the rules. We can help you. 303-795-5900. And I've always said, and I say it again, it's a no-brainer to go to an attorney early once you've been injured because you want to understand the rules. And it's free. Free. That's what it means. Free initial consultation. And we don't just spend 10 minutes with you. We might spend 30 minutes, an hour and a half. Last night I met with somebody for almost 2 hours. So they would understand the rules. They would understand what they need to do. They would understand what the insurance company is going to try to do. So that's a substantive, meaningful, significant, free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. You know, we wrote a book. We trademark protected the idea and concept of legal game plan. You can get it on our website. You can ask us for a hard copy. I'm looking at page 26 and 27 of our book right now. There's 16 questions listed there. I'm just going to go over a couple of them. How and when you should protect your privileges as to certain parts of your medical records. Exactly what are you going to say to the insurance adjuster during the first contact and subsequent contacts? When should you give a statement to the insurance company and on and on? It's right there. It's free. It's education. It's information. Information is empowering for you. You know, I said in the top of the show, these adjusters are highly trained. There's not much on your side of the ledger to begin with as far as knowledge, experience, how they attack these cases. But there is with Bell and Pollock, and it can be given to you. People can be taught. People can be educated. Why should they have all the information? Why should they have all the training? They shouldn't. You should have. It's easy. 303-795-5900. You know, another part of our book there is, you know, talks about how you receive treatment through physical therapy. What's important? How you receive treatment through your doctor, your PCP, or your chiropractor. It's important you know. Doesn't it make sense? If you're going to play the board game, if you're going to buy a new cell phone that you know how to use it, you know what to do. You're going to read the instructions and the warnings on a new product. Don't do XYZ. This product could explode. And this injury could explode right in your face. People get so mad 6 months down the road, 3 months down the road, a year down the road, a year and a half down the road, when the insurance company just sits back and waits for them to hope and guess, and you do the wrong thing on point A, point B, point C. You've done some good things, but you do the wrong things on point A, B, and C, and they attack it. But if you get a free initial consultation, if you know what you're doing, you can win that one. And you can win the whole war. You can win the battle and the wars. You know, I thought today, we always talk about this first contact with an insurance adjuster. It's an emotional situation. You've just been in a crash. Some are very serious. Some of them are smaller property damage crashes, and they're still very serious. And so I think I'm going to try to give you an example of what it's like to talk to an adjuster here. And on the phone, on the very first phone call, might go something like this. Hi, I'm John Jones. I was injured in this crash, and I'm trying to report a claim. And so I'd like to get my car fixed. And so they say, well, were you injured? Yes. Well, what were your injuries? What does that have to do with your car? I stop you right now. What does that have to do with your car? So they say, well, what are your injuries? Most people go ahead and say, well, I've got a neck injury, a back injury. What does that have to do with your car? Getting your car fixed. And you say, no, I don't want to talk about that today. I want to get my car fixed. Well, did you ever have any of these same symptoms before the crash? I don't want to talk about that today. What I want to talk about is getting my car fixed. Maybe I'll talk to you about that in the future, but I don't want to talk about it today. Can we talk about getting a rental car for me, and can we talk about getting my car fixed? Well, could I have your date of birth? No, you can't. Well, could I have your Social Security number? No, you can't. Well, can you tell me how this crash occurred? Yes, I will. I was sitting at a stoplight, and I was rear-ended at a high rate of speed. Well, were you injured? I just told you. I don't want to talk about that right now. Well, I can't adjust your claim. I can't help you unless you tell me these things. Yes, you can. Yes, ma'am. Yes, you can. Right now, I'm just trying to figure out how to get a rental car and get my car fixed. My car got towed away. It needs to be assessed. Okay, well, can you tell me if you had any pre-existing condition? I'm not going to be talking about that today. Did you have insurance coverage? Yes, I did. Well, what were the coverages? I don't want to talk about that today. I want to talk about getting my car fixed. Questions you can ask the adjuster on the phone. Now you're becoming educated, right? Now you're knowing more, right? Questions you can ask them is, did you take a statement from the guy who hit me? That's the person you insure. Well, yes, we did. Well, what does it say? I can't tell you that. They're not going to give you any information. Well, can you tell me the policy limits of the person who hit me? I can't release that information. That's not true. They can release the information. Sometimes you say, can you give me the policy limits of the person who hit me? And they say, well, I have to get permission of the insured. No, they don't. That's not a legal prerequisite. It's not a legal requirement. And they say to you, I'm going to send you a few forms, and if you don't sign these forms and fill them out and the questionnaires and give me releases, then I'm not going to be able to adjust your claim. I'm not going to be able to help you. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You getting a flavor of that? So if you get our book, Legal Game Plan, if you come to see us, you get all of that constantly. You know what the rules are. The ground rules. The rules of the road. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs. When you call the insurance company, you know the rules then. You feel more comfortable. You feel confident. They're not going to take advantage of you because, remember, they've already prepared for this before they ever met you. They've already prepared for this before the crash ever occurred. Do you know if you talk to an adjuster, there's a difference? A PD, property damage adjuster, and a BI, bodily injury adjuster. Sometimes they do both functions. You can ask them, what are you doing? Are you adjusting my property damage? Are you talking to me about my car, my truck that was demolished, that needs to be fixed, repaired, maybe totaled? What are you going to do for me? How long am I going to have a rental car? So you get the flavor of the first phone call right here. We also have that on our website, championsofthepeople.com. So, now I've told you some, not all, of the ways they try to beat you before the crash ever occurs, before you ever showed up on the radar screen, before they ever called you, and they got computer screens that tell them the questions to ask you. And we need to take a recorded statement of you, not today. My mind's still foggy from this crash. I want to wait till it clears up. Not today. I want to get my car fixed. I want to get my car back. I want to get a rental car. Now, once the phone call has happened, now they're going to start attacking you on liability and damages. What does that mean? What does attack on liability mean? Now you're going to know. They're going to attack the way the accident occurred, even if you were rear-ended. You say, "This guy, you got to be kidding me. Really? I was at a red light, hit, rear-ended at high speed, and they're going to try to blame me?" Yes, they're going to try to blame you. We've explained to you the comparative negligence statute in Colorado, where you compare the negligence of all parties involved in a crash, all parties, including the one that was hit. But they have to prove it. And so they start asking you questions to be able to prove it. Right? Did you have a medical condition? Not going to answer that right now. Were you looking in your rearview mirror? Did you have time to get out of the way? Not going to answer you that right now. You know, we did a show on snow and ice. We're sorry. We ran our person we insure ran into the back of you, but they slid on snow or ice. We're sorry. So they attack liability. They attack how the accident occurred. They attack the mechanism of injury. How were you injured? You say you have a neck injury. How was it injured? Specifically, not generally. Well, I was in a car crash. That doesn't work. Specifically, maybe you're looking to the right, maybe to the left. That makes a significant difference sometimes orthopedically because you're torqued. Your body's torqued when the impact happens, when the delta V forces transfer to your body and slam you around. That's significant, the way your body position was. the tack liability, T-bone collision. Their favorite one is somebody at a red light or somebody at a green light going through and somebody turns in front of them. So they always say you could have stopped, you didn't see it, you could have done this, you could have done that, you shouldn't have done this, you shouldn't have done that. That's one of the favorites. But understand, the attack on liability is going to come. They're going to attack damages. How do they attack damages? And what are damages? Your injuries and losses. What they're going to pay you for. They want to minimize it, right? As I said before, they're going to send you a few forms, all right? And so they're going to attack your records as they see them later. They do eventually get to see the relevant medical records, but there's a case in Colorado called Alcon versus Spicer that says they don't get all of your medical records, but that's what they want. And the few forms they send you says, fill it out, give us the names of all your doctors, give us this general release, and they're going to get all your medical records for your entire life. That's not in compliance with Alcon versus Spicer, the case law. But if you sign it, you waive it. If you sign it, they get it. If you sign it, they do it. If you sign it, it's over with. Your only chance then is to try to revoke it later. If you see an attorney, you'll understand the rules to begin with. And it's free initial consultation. Not just 10 minutes. A substantive, meaningful, significant, meaningful consultation and a free legal game plan. We trademark protected legal game plan. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We're here to help you. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. We'll be right back.
Getting hurt in an accident can be devastating, especially when you get the runaround from an insurance company. That's when you have to call Bell and Pollack. Hi, it's Mandy, and I hope you never need an attorney after an injury. But if you do, please call Bell and Pollack. These guys have been doling out free legal advice on the radio for years, and honestly, they remind me of how my late father did business. They simply do right by their clients every single time. Call them at 303-795-5900 or visit championsofthepeople.com.
Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey,
or their
rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollack. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Hi, it's Mandy for my friends at Bell and Pollack. I know these guys. They're real. They genuinely care about their clients, and I endorse them because they do business like my dad did. If you've been injured in an accident, call them 303-795-5900.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. The Bell and Pollock Injury Show. It's a Champions of the People Injury Show. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our shows are there. Information loaded website for you. You can ask us questions. You can email us. You can call us. We'll be glad to go over it. All of our shows are there. We do many injury shows. We also do a Saturday live call-in show on any subject. That's on KHOW. 6:30 on the AM dial, 7 o'clock in the morning. 7 o'clock in the morning. We do that as a community service so that we can answer people's questions on any legal subject, even though we're injury attorneys. Right now, we're telling you how they attack your case, how insurance companies try to beat and attack your case. So we said they attack the accident. They attack liability. Liability mean who's responsible? Who's at fault? Did they accept liability or do they fight it? They want to fight it. If they can fight it and blame a percentage of negligence on you, it's going to reduce their claim payout. And as I covered in the top of the show, it's going to improve their loss ratio. It's going to improve their combined ratio. It's going to improve their bottom line. And off to the races they go. They attack you. If they can get all your medical records, which you shouldn't give them automatically, if they get all your medical records, they're going to go through your records with a fine-tooth comb, and I'm going to cover that in a minute. Let's look at the bigger picture, though. You were injured, you go through all this, and sometimes it can be very frustrating, and they count on you to get frustrated and give up and drag it out. So, know that. Know these things. The bigger picture. So eventually, your attorney is going to make a claim for you. It has to be presented in the proper way to the insurance company for the at-fault party because they're going to pay. Yes, they have to see your relevant medical records because they want to see what the doctors say your injuries are. Right? So now they're going to get your records. Now they're going to get the accident report. Now they're going to get all these documents in front of them. And now they're going to try to slice and dice and find the weak links in the chain and say, well, you can't, we're not going to pay that because you had a gap in your medical treatment. You didn't go to the doctor for 2 months. You didn't go to the doctor for 1 month. You didn't follow the doctor's advice. You know, you were injured. Your medical bills are, say, $34,000. You went to the emergency room. The emergency room bill was $16,000 by itself. And they say you weren't a compliant patient because they're looking at your medical records with an eye towards beating you. Now, I know you understand that now. They've got them, right? They've got this whole thing in front of them. Then they can see, did you have any pre-existing condition? Ah, that's your problem. Did you have a gap in medical treatment? That's your problem. Were you referred to any specialists? Yes, they don't like that. Did you go to a chiropractor? Yes. Did you ever go to an MD? Yes. It looks like, in looking at your records, sir or ma'am, the insurance company says that you overtreated. And you say, I was just doing what the doctor told me to do. Looks like you overtreated. Or, right? Ready for this one? Or they say, looks like you undertreated. You didn't treat enough. So if you didn't have the appropriate amount of treatment, then we can't pay you. Or it's not worth X, it's only worth a lower amount of Y dollars. They're still looking at this picture. They look at the emergency room records. Most emergency room records concentrate on the life-threatening events in front of them. Example, if they're worried about C1, C2, and your spinal cord, they're really, really not going to pay too much attention to your right ankle. So the insurance company then says, well, you didn't report injuries to your right ankle in the emergency room. And you say, yes, I did. Well, it's not in the record. Well, maybe not, because they were worried about my neck. They had me frozen, had me on a gurney, and they didn't want me to move. That's what they were worried about. Well, it's not in the emergency room records. Are you getting the flavor of this? Your records, your medical records. Another one. We're looking at your MRIs. I'm talking like I'm the insurance company. We're looking at your MRIs. They were negative. They weren't positive for anything. And as in doctor talk, they were unremarkable. Normal. So what's your problem? You say your neck hurts. You say you have your arms hurt. Your shoulders hurt. But your films were normal. There's nothing broken on the x-rays. What's your problem? There are ways to fight all this, but you have to know how to do it. That's what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about today. You have to know what to do. The rules, the strategy, the legal game plan. It's free. It's a no-brainer. So once you understand, then you can beat it. Another one. They say you went to your PCP and the doctor said to come back as needed and you didn't go back for 2 months. Well, yeah, but I was trying to get better. I was trying to do my own. I didn't want to run up a bunch of medical bills. I thought I would get over this. Well, maybe you did, but you didn't go to the doctor for 2 months. So that's a huge gap in medical treatment. So therefore, I'm sorry, we can't pay you as much, or we're not going to pay you at all, or we're not even going to pay your medical bills because we think they're unreasonable. And speaking of that, one of the things they say, they look at your medical bills and they say, let's say they say you overtreated. You went to the doctor too much. You went to the therapist too much. You went to the chiropractor too much. You overtreated. Your medical bills are unreasonable and unnecessary. Listen to that. Think about that. I analyze that. I'm going to analyze it with you right now. You go to your PCP, your primary care doctor you've been going to for 20 years. And the doctor says you got to go to chiro, you got to go to PT, physical therapy. Here's some pain medication, some muscle relaxants. Here's a prescription. And so you say, I did everything my doctor told me to do. And they say, the insurance company says, your medical charges are unreasonable and not necessary. Did you hear this? The medical charges charged by your doctor of 20 years that you trust, that you like, that knows you, they say those charges are not reasonable. Really? They say those charges are not necessary, weren't necessary for the treatment, because your films were normal. All the medical professionals know that your films can be completely normal, and you can have very debilitating injuries. You can have injuries that don't even show up on the resolution of an MRI or CT scan. Everybody knows that. You can have facet joint injuries. You can have SI joint injuries. They don't show up in the films. How do you treat them? You treat them with injections. Then they say that wasn't necessarily reasonable. But if you know the rules, if you know how these attacks are going to come, right, in the beginning, then you can beat it. Then you can understand it. Matter of fact, you know, most people have never even seen their medical records. I mean, do you normally go order copies of your medical records? No. So now you're injured and everybody in the world wants your medical records. They want to poke holes in them. But if you know the rules in advance, you can win this. You can give us a case. If you have a pre-existing condition, for example, there's an important case in Colorado called the McLaughlin case. If you had a pre-existing condition and your symptoms weren't active near the time of the crash, then you have a different law applied to you. Did you know that? The insurance company knows it. If your symptoms did exist and up to the time of the crash and it was made worse, you have a different law that applies to you. Do you know that? The insurance company knows that. They have the knowledge. You can have the knowledge. That's why we give you information and educate you. Different law. Different law just on a pre-existing condition, just on that one point. So then they say, okay, you didn't go to the emergency room. You went to your doctor the next day. You started on this course of treatment. And so our studies, as the insurance company says, and their lawyers and their doctors say, our studies show that by 6 weeks you should be over this. No. By 6 weeks, some people might be over this. Some people. You're not all those people. You're you. And they fully understand when you ask them a deposition, doctor, Mr. Insurance Doctor, yes. Aren't people different? Yes. Doesn't it take a different time to heal for each person? Yes. Are they anatomically the same? No. That's what you're trained to know as a doctor? Yes. Then how can you say that everybody should be over this in 6 weeks? Or 6 months, or 1 year. It doesn't work that way. But, as you see, you must know the rules, right? Also, you and your attorney must know the medicine. They fight causation. They fight the medicine. You need to know neurology. And if you don't, your attorney has to know this. To present your claim, to engage in the fight, to beat the attacks. Do you have extension problems, flexion problems? Functional range of motion problems. Did your doctor put you on restrictions? Do you have what they call DDD, degenerative disc disease? So you can't recover because, wow, you've got degenerative disc disease. Or you had osteophytes on your MRI of your neck. Yeah, but it was dormant. There was no symptoms. I have a facet joint injury. You know, sometimes they look at these MRI films and they call it artifact. Well, that wasn't caused by the accident. That was artifact. What does that mean? It was old. It was there from before, but I never had any symptoms. Do you understand symptoms? The symptoms are important. If you focus on the symptoms, you can win the war. Sometimes you don't fight on what's on the MRI, you fight on the symptoms. Your pain levels, they fight. Acute injuries, there are no fractures. And I covered over-treating and under-treating. And they like to say, they look at your records. Remember, they're looking at them now in hindsight. They're looking back. They've got them now. You've been to the doctor for a year, 2 years. They say, well, you weren't compliant. You didn't follow your home exercise program. Yes, I did. Well, it's not here in the medical records. So they try to pick and choose the smaller points and then add them up. And then they try to imply or state that you're lying. You're making this up. You're faking it. It's all a fraud. They attack the mechanism of injury. Your attorney better know what that is. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900-795-5900. Get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. You will then need to know and learn what the thin skull doctrine means. There's a whole law in Colorado on the thin skull doctrine dealing with how your body is made. Are you frail? Are you more vulnerable in one area? Did you have pre-existing back surgery and now the back surgery is all messed up? The hardware became loose. The hardware shifted. You're going to have revision surgery. Right? And they said, well, you already had a low back problem. That it wasn't caused by the crash, so we can't pay you for that. You get referred for consults. Then they look into your social media, which we've done shows on before. Bell and Pollock, you know you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.